Well, good evening and welcome everybody to the Memorial Athletic Center in Pierce as it is time for section playoff basketball action. And it is 7AA action girls style tonight on You Are There Sports. The Pierce Pioneers take on the Aiken Gobblers. Hello, everybody. Rick Grammond with you here. Aiken comes in as the number 14 seed. Pierce brings home the number 3 seed. It's a full round of action around the state of Minnesota tonight. Not only 7AA, 6AA gets underway. The Little Falls Flyers in 8-3A begin their tournament run. Section 5A kicks off tonight in girls. There have been a few sections that have gotten opening round games in, but for the most part, tonight is the opener for a lot of these teams in their postseason runs. So Pierce and Aiken will meet. They did not play during the regular season. Aiken comes into today with a record of 7-18. Their head coach is Mike Ream. They play in the Mid-State Conference. And in that conference, they went 1-9. They did win their last game, and that snapped a long losing streak of 13 straight. They defeated the Staples Motley Cardinals in Aiken 60-55. And that was on Friday night. That was the same night that the Pioneers were winning down in Albany to wrap up a 20-6 regular season. As the Pioneers and Gobblers prepare to get underway here. Both teams warming up out on the floor. Pioneer Pep Band is in strong voice here tonight. It's from the floor to the top row of the bleachers filled with horns tonight as Mr. Poland and the group are performing before the crowd. So the Pioneers, well, they finished second in the Granite Ridge Conference. Second only to Albany. They didn't hand Albany their only conference loss, a 52-48 victory. For the Pioneers, they are led by a couple of seniors that'll play their final game on this floor tonight. Kiara Olish and Katie Leidenfrost. And then junior Ashley Kimmon, sophomores Kenna Adi and Alyssa Sadlovsky. Pioneers now heading off the court for their final visit over in the locker room. And we'll see if the Gobblers, a lot of red, white, and black in the arena tonight. White jerseys with black numbers and letters highlighted in red for the Aiken Gobblers. And the Pioneers will basically have the opposite color scheme, black uniforms with white highlighted in red. So tomorrow the individual state wrestling gets underway as three Pioneers will be in action at the XL Energy Center. Carter Young at 106, Chase Becker at 132, and Trevor Redunds at 145. Double-A action gets started at 9 in the morning down in St. Paul. Good luck to Royalton Upsala. Their team goes for the state title in Class A tonight against Jackson County Central starting at 7 o'clock. Familiar officiating crew, it looks like, here tonight as I look over that way. Led by Vern Capel and Nate Olson. We'll have the lineups and the national anthem coming up, performed by the Pep Band. Pioneer boys and the students are in good attendance here tonight, and I'm sure they'll make their voices heard throughout the night as it's a red, white, and blue theme presented here by the students over there. It's Gobbler team started the year with a 4-2 record win over Hill City Northland. Then they put together three straight, Morem, Mille Lacs, and Hinckley Finlayson. They started the season 4-2. But then since January, they've won just two times. They defeated East Central back on January 6th, just after the holiday break. And then they wrapped up their regular season with the Friday win at home against Staples Motley. And here come the Pioneers back out onto the court here. Black uniforms, red numbers and letters, highlighted in white, 20-6. Coach Matt Pepping has done a marvelous job here with the crew. They did lose three in a row in the middle of the season. Two of them in that Granite Ridge tournament, and one of those to a section team that double overtime loss to Duluth Marshall. Not so sure if the Pioneers don't find a way to win that ball game down at St. Ben's, if they aren't able to leapfrog over the number two seed Esko. Because Pierce does have the head-to-head win over the Eskimos. They beat Esko here in overtime in the second game of the season. But they lost in double overtime, 61-59, to Duluth Marshall. Marshall ended up being the number five seed. And they have a home game tonight against number 12, Two Harbors. So we're about a minute and a half away from the start here of this ball game, at least the starting lineups and the national anthem. Pretty young squad here for the Gobblers. As the pep band begins their version of the school song. Let's take a listen to the Pioneer Pep Band.
Thank you.
Okay, that was our national anthem performed by the Pioneer Pep Band, and now we'll have our lineups with the public address announcer, Mr. Brian Faust. The winner of this game will play in Hermantown Saturday in a 5:30 game. And they will play the winner of tonight's Crosby-Ironton-Moose Lake-Willow River ball game. That's in Crosby-Ironton. So the lineup's being introduced here. And we'll be back right after this with the tip-off. 8-0 here as Pioneers with 14:50 to go. Have two from Kiara Olish, two from Ashley Kimmon, two from Kenna Oddie. There's a strong drive to the basket, and Ray Nyberg scores. And the first points for Aiken come up with just over 14 and a half minutes to play. Here's Olish driving inside. Nobody stopped her, and Kiara scores. Four for Kiara Olish. Pioneers with some Brittany Schomer pressure on the ball. Off to Emma Skye. Now they work it out to Abby Palm. Palm looking for an opening. Picked up her dribble. Now needs help. And finally got it off to Nyberg. Nyberg challenges. Had a block. Loose in the lane. Scramble. We're going to have a hell ball. And this will be Pierce's possession. Lily Riley will come in for Katie Leidenfrost. Pierce up 8-2 at the 14-minute mark. Olish, Schomer, Oddie, Riley, Kimmon out there for the Pioneers. Brittany stopped her progress at the free throw line. They throw it down low. Good catch by Lily, and Riley with the finish on the right side. Lily Riley's first two, and it's a 10-2 lead for the Pioneers. Baseline drive underneath. That is Jansen, their top scorer, about 12 a game. Pull up right side of the lane, and it's good. Abby Palm finds the range from the right elbow, and it's a 10-4 Piers lead. Bounce pass, dangerous one, is picked off. Jansen with the steal, and then her pass behind Palm, and it'll roll out of bounds. Pioneers get the ball back on a Aiken turnover after having just turned it over themselves. Inbounds near the corner for Kiara Olish. Olish bounces it into Lily Riley. Back out Schomer. And the entry pass intended for Olish. Too high, tipped. And here comes Aiken the other way with Jill Klein. Now Palm works her dribble from the point against Riley. Right side, Jansen. Defended by Schomer. Denied on an entry pass by Olish. Held ball that'll stay with Aiken this time. Too low, too high here on the set on the inbounds for the Gobblers. They break out of that. Jansen looking. Still holding it now. Just got it to Jillian Klein. Klein drives and dish, tipped and stolen inside by Ashley Kimmon. And now Schomer threads it back for Olish, who attacks and missed it off the rim. And we'll have a held ball. Olish got tied up inside with, I believe, Jansen on that end. And now in for the Gobblers, Allie Cullum. As the pass in will come from the right side. And it's off to Olish, who fires off the catch and missed it long. Rebound coming the other way. 10-4 Piers, opening minutes here, about 5.5 in. Right side now, this is Cullum into the low post to Camille Parenteau. And she lost it to Olish. Back the other way. Riley steps in and does not score. Leidenfrost with the rebound. And a reset here for Ashley Kimmon out front. Inside, there's Katie underneath and scores. Nice find. First two for Katie Leidenfrost. It's an 8-point lead, 12-4. Britt Schomer will prepare to come back in. And powering up on the baseline and drawing a Lily Riley foul. And this will be Ray Nyberg shooting. So Riley gets the foul first on her, third Pioneer foul. And this is Ray Nyberg, a senior, up and good. She's got three. It makes it a 12-5 ball game. And now the second for Nyberg. That one is true. Two for two for senior Ray Nyberg. And now subs come in as Alyssa Sedlovsky returns to the Pioneer lineup, as does Brittany Schomer. Riley comes to the bench. Pass inside, stolen away by Parenteau. Here comes Camille Parenteau into the front court. Guarded there, looking to create some space. Throws it out to the point. Foot race. Katie got there first. Leidenfrost to the right side. A wraparound pass from Olish, intended for Schomer, results in a jump ball. And the arrow this time to Aitken. ...11:18 left here, opening half. Midcourt pressure tipped and run down there by Jansen. She fires and it's front rim. Long rebound off the long shot, and we got an Aitken foul on the loose ball. Abby Palm, it's her first, team second. 11:08 remaining. Schomer will run the point, throws it left side now over for Kiara. Down to 11 minutes to go. In cutting underneath is Katie Leidenfrost, the backdoor cut. Katie with four, and it's a 14-6 Pioneer lead. And tapped away again. Pioneers amping up the pressure on the defensive end. And we have another held ball. Boy, we've had a flurry of those tonight. It's time the arrow favors the Pioneers. Ray Nyberg returns. Parenteau goes to the bench. Inside, there is Sedlovsky finding an open Olish left to right. Six for Kiara. And a steal on the pressure. Kimmen, left side, yes. Four for Ashley. Now the Pioneers are starting to hit on all cylinders. And a timeout for the Gobblers as the Pioneers now lead at 18-6. As Coach Ream uses his second timeout. So an 18-6 lead, spurred by six Kiara Olish points, four apiece Katie Leidenfrost, Ashley Kimmen, and Kenna Adi and Lily Riley with two. It's likely that if the Pioneers can rest some players, now is when you start to look down the road at what is next after tonight. It would be a Saturday 5:30 game in Hermantown against the winner of the Crosby-Ironton-Moose Lake-Willow River game. Timeout is over. That's the second used by Aitken. Pioneers will stay with their pressure. Kind of a one Olish down low and then creeping up is Schomer, depending on which side of the court the pass goes to. This time they do break the pressure. They get it out for a three from the corner. That's off the rim. Kimmon with the rebound and a held ball. And this one belongs to Aiken. 9:57 to go. Jansen will throw it in. Out top. And it is into the hands now of Allie Cullum. Sadlowski forced her to pick up her dribble. Now deep down to the corner, Jansen. Into the post, up and no. Rebound underneath and up again, missed. A third try coming and that's good. Emma Sky on the third putback, able to get it through. Her first points tonight. And with 9:25 left, it's 18-8. Adi comes back. Here's Leidenfrost to the lane off a Sadlowski feed. Katie with six. Pioneers 20, Gobblers 8. Midway through the half. Some little trouble picking up the clean handle out front. 9 minutes left. Now they work it left side. Jansen fires it out to the point. Cut off on the baseline drive that time was Nyberg. Got a little off balance and travels. You could just see her start to lean and that pivot foot came up. And now Adi is in for Alyssa. And Sarah Thompson in for Aiken for the first time. 8:49 on the clock, 20-8 our score. Schomer met at midcourt by Jansen. Circling through the lane is Olish, stepping around, and it'll drop in, and the foul is called. Count the basket. 8 for Olish. And the Aiken foul on Emma Sky, her first, team's third. This is Olish shooting. One shot. Off to the right, and it's run down by the Gobblers. Piers was 8 for 22 against Albany Friday night. Otherwise, they would have had that game in more control. Now there's a steal by Kiara. Looks ahead. Here's Schomer. Brittany will take it up, and she's fouled. No double dribble. No basket. Double dribble is the call before the shot. 8:22 to go. Pass will come in for Jansen down on the other end of the court. And coming to get the ball is Thompson. Thompson relays back to Jansen. Now across the timeline, 8:10 left. Leidenfrost applying the defensive pressure on Abby Palm. Off to Thompson. Guarded there by Adi, and a hold is called. And I think this will be number two on Kenna Adi. It is the second on Kenna, and that is team foul number four. Jansen will throw it in. Into the lane, through the hands, and now poked away and finally found a home and taking it up and in and scoring. Ray Nyberg with the ball finding her and quick reaction able to put it home. Lily Riley commits a foul. He's the second on Lily. And it'll be an and one chance for Nyberg. That makes it 22-10, and that one is good. Nyberg has made all three of her attempts. And it's a 22-11 lead for the Pioneers. Olish. Off right for Lily. Lily drives and kicks. There's Schomer driving inside, and we have a whistle. And I believe a foul will send Britt Schomer to the line. Nyberg gets her first. Fourth team foul. Two shots for Brittany Schomer, the sophomore. First is good. Brittany's first point. Here is Kyla Creek in for Lily Riley. Kyla makes her first appearance. That one is good. 2-for-2 for Brittany Schomer. And the throw-in will come into the hands of Abby Palm. Palm up the sideline to Jansen. Ella's a 5'5 junior to the wing, poked at by Kyla Creek. Back the other way to the right, and that dribbled off a foot, and it's out of bounds off Aiken. Out of bounds to the Pioneers with 7:27 left. Schomer and Olish. Down on the other end, it's Creek, Leidenfrost, Kimmon. Here's Katie coming off a screen, finds Kimmon. Left side, inside the free throw line, now kicks out. Brittany's three is too long. Underneath, Leidenfrost had a hand on it, and we have another held ball. This time, it points in the Pioneers' favor. Lob out to Kyla Creek, eight-footer inside. No, rebound, Kimmon, put back, no. And out of the pack comes Kimmon again. Now it is Katie for three. Yes, Katie buries it. 9 first half points for Katie Leidenfrost. Now she'll chase the ball handler up court. Now Creek forces a turnover and a whistle, and we're going to have a foul called on Thompson of Aiken. Sarah Thompson. Her first, and back in for the Gobblers is Klein. 6:40 to go, 27-11, Pioneers. Inside, little trouble, Britt catching it, had it blocked then. And now it is Kimmon. Pass out front denied, and here comes Klein. Klein will drive, miss, rebound, Leidenfrost. Back the other way, race the Pioneers. They kick out, Brittany's three is on the way and good. Schomer finds the range, and Brittany has five. And it comes with 6:10 to play and stretches the lead to 30-11. Now in the hands of Abby Palm. Leans into Kyla Creek. Play continues, up and under, back out. Palm looks for space, entry pass, saved in off of the knee of Emma Skye, and it'll go over to the Pioneers. 5:48 to play, 30-11. Katie will get a breather as Sedlowski returns. And approaching midcourt now is Kiara Olish. Fires it high post to Kimmon. They cut off that. Hands it off. Coming around. Left hand layup. Olish. And Kiara's got 10. The two seniors have combined for 19 of the 32 points. Here's a nice drive up and in. Nice layup by Jillian Klein. She exploded down the left wing and got inside the defense and had a relatively easy layup, maybe one of the easier shots that Aiken has been able to get tonight. 32-13. Here's a Kyla Creek three-pointer. It is a little bit off target. Klein with the rebound. And she's going to keep going. And now peels back to the right, down to the low post. And here is a shot muscled up by Skye that's off. And into the hands of Kyla Creek with 4:40 to go. Olish directing the where she wants her offensive players to set up. She wants Creek to come around, take a handoff, which she does. She stops out front. Circling over is Alyssa for a three. That's a little bit off, a little bit short. And saved in underneath by Schomer, right to Kiara. And a bucket. And the Pioneers come off the floor after a Pioneer timeout. 4:20 to go. It's now 34-13 in favor of the Pioneers as they start to stretch it out against the Gobblers. The other games, they were all 6 o'clock starts tonight. Number 1, Pequot Lakes, taking on number 17, Staples-Motley. Staples-Motley won a play-in game. Number 9, Pillager, is at number 8, Mesabi East. It is number 13, Greenway, at number 4, Proctor. Number 12, Two Harbors, at number 5, Duluth Marshall. 15 seed is Hinckley Finlayson. They're at number 2, Esco, tonight. Number 7, Virginia, is at home against number 10, International Falls. And then this Piers-Aiken game, which is the 3 versus 14 seed, is matched up with the number 6, Crosby-Ironton, number 11, Moose Lake-Willow River contest. So the timeout is over. Pioneers come out of the break with Kimmon, Riley, Creek, Olish, and Schomer. And the Gobblers counter with Palm, Parento, Klein, who's handling the ball. Emma Jacobson is in the lineup now. And she's got it for the first time, and she'll cast one up from deep, miss it. Rebound comes down to Ashley Kimmon. 4 minutes to play in the first half. Kiara Olish to Riley. Left to right across the court with her dribble drive. Now stops, finds Brittany off a Kimmon screen for 3, missed it. Trying to save it is Creek, but it's out of bounds. Over to Aiken with 3:47 to go. Front court now is Jillian Klein, a 5-foot senior. Clock moving with 3:38 to go. She gives up the ball off to number 2, Emma Jacobson. Shot from the wing off. Riley tips the rebound. It's loose in the lane, and they're going to get Brittany Schomer on a foul reaching around. That'll be the first on Brittany. That is team foul number 6. So no 1-1. Palm to throw it in. Kimmon checked out during that timeout with Leidenfrost coming back in. Whistle, double dribbles the call. Momentary lapse in concentration there by the ball handler, Jilly Klein. And it's back over to the Pioneers on the sideline. 34-13, Pioneers. Again, these two teams didn't play during the regular season. There's a tip on a pass out, and Klein has it. Pioneers back. Klein could not get by Kiara, so they'll set it up in their half court now, coming down to 3 minutes. Parento with a solid screen. Now on top. Off to Jacobson, inside. Jacobson looking to drive on Riley. Stops on the baseline and traveled. Good slam on the brakes and up as now Ella Jansen returns for. Oops, headed to the bench there. Number 1, Klein will head out. 34-13. Olish midcourt, 2:48 left. Riley right side. Back to Katie Leidenfrost. Pioneers looking for an opening against this Gobbler D. 2.5 to go. Olish back out. Riley, ball fake, sets up, puts it up, wide left, out of bounds. And it'll be Aiken ball. Pioneers have Leidenfrost, Riley, Olish, Schomer, and Creek on the court. 2:20 left. Front court. Palm works her way left, then right. Now into Parento. Parento drives. Leaner is up and good. Camille Parento. Emma Sky, 23. It's 4 for her. And we're down to a minute 55. It's a 34-15 lead for the Pioneers. Olish rips it over for Lily. Lily drives and, halfway down and out. Nice driving layup, though, and then Schomer with the rebound. Pioneers will get it again. Schulmer in the far corner. Drives inside. Whistle and a carry is the call. Pioneers turn it over. And now Ashley Kimmon will come in for Olish. And now also in is Klein returning. She'll replace Jacobson. And Gobblers with 90 seconds to go here in the half. Set it up. Shot from short range. No by Sky. Battle for the rebound. Creek is involved in that. And it's a tie-up to the Gobblers with a minute 23 to go. Riley defending on the ball. They lob it out to near midcourt. Gathered in there by Abby Palm. Ooh, big screen picked off Katie. Palm freed up for a shot. That's off. Rebound saved in, but right to Lily Riley. 70 seconds remain. Schulmer still in the backcourt. Minute 5. Now Brittany takes it across the timeline. 1 minute to go. Tipped over to Creek from Riley. Back to Lily. Finds Brittany. Brittany's shot is no good. Leidenfrost rebound. Riley's shot is on the way. In and out. Still battling, and Aiken comes out of there with it. 40 seconds to go. Gobblers trailing with the ball. 34-15. Into the post, tipped and stolen. Kimmon with a lead, and she'll slam on the brakes. Here's Riley's three. That's long. Rebound, Kimmon with 20. Back out to Lily. Lily pushes it off for Schulmer. 14 to play. Brittany Schulmer with 8 to go. Driving, stepping around a defender, and traveled with 5 seconds left. So it looks like Aiken will get the last chance to score here. Pioneers will apply some pressure to make it difficult for the Gobblers to advance the ball. And they do. This will be Jansen heaving it up, and it's off target, and that's the horn. Here's 34, and Aiken 15 after one half here on Your There Sports.
Hey, Pioneer fans. Eric Andrews here with the Pioneer Wrestling Club. Our club would like to take time to congratulate the wrestling team on a strong season, earning co-champion honors in the Granite Ridge Conference, and want to wish Carter, Chase, and Trevor good luck in the state tournament. With our annual youth tournaments, fundraisers, and the upcoming Sportsman's Raffle, we are able to provide a youth program that is free to all boys and girls interested, which includes a shirt to keep, singlets and shoes to use for the year, and paid entry into 4 tournaments, all covered by the club. In the last year, we were also able to purchase a new mat for a middle school practice and give away 5 $500 scholarships to seniors from the class of 2021. Our Sportsman's Raffle is scheduled to take place March 26th at Urban Legends in Harding. Find a wrestling family to purchase your tickets or stop into the Rooster, Frosties, Pats, or Urban Legends to get your $10 chance at one of our 56 prizes, including 7 guns and other cash prizes. Go Pioneers!
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
It may be winter, but it's never too early to be thinking Pierce Freedom Fest, Saturday, July 16th, 2022, headlined by Trace Adkins.
Ladies love country boys.
Along with Lone Star.
My front porch looking in.
The fabulous armadillos, and more. General admission tickets are on sale now. For more info, head to PiersFreedomFest.com. Sponsored by Brandel Motors, Lemire Funeral Services, Hilmerson Sports Center, Rudolph Auto Solutions, Hoheisel Repair, and Midwest Sales and Construction.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is David Rushlow, Piers Activities Director. We'd like to take this time to thank all our sponsors, which allows this event to be broadcasted. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of our community and businesses, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate continuing efforts in helping Piers High School be the best. As the winter sports seasons are coming to a close, we wish the teams good luck the rest of the way in the playoffs as they continue their quest for a state title. Also, good luck to the FFA teams at state and the band and choirs at their sectionals. Congratulations to robotics and dance teams on their seasons. Get involved in Piers athletics, music, and activities. Go Pioneers!
All right, halftime, Piers 34, Aiken 15 for the Gobblers, 7 for Ray Nyberg. And then it's 4 for Emma Sky, 2 for Jill Klein, 2 for Abby Palm, playing but not scoring, Ella Jansen, and Camille Parenteau and Sarah Thompson, as well as Allie Cullum. 3 of 3 from the line for the Gobblers, all by Ray Nyberg. They used 2 timeouts. And foul-wise, nobody in trouble. They've got 5 girls with 1 apiece. Jansen, Nyberg, Sky, Palm, and Thompson. Pioneers led by their 2 seniors. Kiera Olish has 12. Katie Leidenfrost, 9. Brittany Schomer with 5. Ashley Kimmon, 4. Kenna Oddie's got 2. Lily Riley with 2. Playing but not scoring were Kyla Creek and Alyssa Sedlovsky. Piers went 2 for 5 from the free throw line. They've got Lily with 2 fouls, 2 on Kenna Oddie, 1 on Katie Leidenfrost, 1 on Brittany Schomer, and Coach Pepping used 1 of his timeouts. When we come back, we're going to listen to my interview with Coach Pepping about the regular season, the big win in Albany, his thoughts on tonight's game, and the field in 7AA. That's coming up here. Pioneers lead at halftime, 34-15.
You want to know the great thing about Farmers and Merchants State Bank? It's that they grow along with you. From my little brother's college fund and my parents' checking account, to my grandma's small business banking, my uncle's ag lending, and even my teacher's mortgage for the home of her dreams. I guess Farmers and Merchants State Bank is really the bank for everyone. Visit fmpiers.com to learn more.
Because friendly still counts.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Steve from Design Electronics in Little Falls. I'm inviting you to stop in and see all that we have to offer in-store. We carry a full line of GE appliances and even have select models in stock and ready to go. If it's a new TV you're after, we have LG and Samsung TVs in stock and also offer professional delivery and installation. Our shelves are packed with all of the cables, hookups, and parts that you might need for your DIY electronic and audio projects. Swing in and visit us at Design Electronics today for appliances, TVs, and electronics, and we'll show you the design difference.
Joining me in tonight's pregame show is head coach of the Piers Pioneers, Matt Pepping. Coach, you bring home the number 3 seed after just an outstanding 20-6 regular season. The overall kind of look back on that 20-6 second place finish in the Granite Ridge now had to be very satisfying from start to finish.
Yeah, I didn't really know what to expect from these girls. I knew we had a good summer, and we built a lot in the last summer, and we played really well throughout the year. Didn't really go on too many long losing streaks, and that helped. I was proud of what we did in the regular season, but now it's a different animal.
What do you tell the team, you know, after, okay, we did well, but this is only one part of the journey, you know. Nobody stops on a family trip at the first rest stop and turns around and goes home. You know, you want to go as long as the car will take you.
Yeah, you got to take it one game at a time, and we can't overlook anyone. Tonight, I think they're healthy. I don't think they've been healthy all year, and tonight they're healthy, they're scrappy, and they're going to give us a game.
What a trampoline boost to come into this one on the win last Friday night down in Albany, and just a very high energy, emotional game to answer every call that Albany presented to you. Just the response that the girls showed that night was impressive.
Yeah, that will be one to remember, just how we responded out of halftime and just the atmosphere the whole night and our ability to finish. It was a night full of emotions, and it was a fun win for our program.
It struck me, you know, as I thought back on it, just how much a player can control a game without having to score points. And Kiara Olish she dictated what was going to happen, when it was going to happen, and how it was going
to
happen.
Yeah, it seemed she got to the lane at will and got to the line and made plays for her teammates. She had 10 assists, I believe. So, yeah, it was awesome to see, and she's usually our best player on the floor, and hopefully she is tonight.
What about this field now in Section 7AA with Pequot at the top, Esco, yourselves, Proctor, Duluth, Marshall as the top five, and then I think it's kind of a fall off. But, you know, we've seen, you know, a couple of those teams during the regular season. But your overall thoughts on the field of 7AA?
It's pretty balanced, I would say. I mean, you look at, I think, the 12 seed has, like, 12 wins, you know. So it's just as good as 6AA, I think, this year. Not in probably years past, but this year I think it's just as good as 6AA. And it's going to be a dogfight every night.
And, you know, taking nothing for granted, but you're looking at a possibility of a team facing Crosby Ironton again in the next round that played us right to the wire here about a month ago.
Yeah, there's no pushovers, yeah. especially after this round. Yeah. And tonight, I told our girls, we can't overlook anyone, and we got to come to play and crank down on defense, because our defense leads our offense.
Coach, good luck. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel and Piers is a proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, build material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sayre Backhoe and Gravel and Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers. Smoothie Sunflower Oil is locally produced right here in Piers. Natural and unrefined, Smoothie Sunflower Oil should be in your pantry. It's amazing how something as simple as incorporating Smoothie Sunflower Oil into your favorite recipes can take your dishes from simply satisfying to mouth-wateringly delicious. Available in a wide variety of flavors like cold-pressed, Mediterranean, vanilla, lemon, lime, and many others, you'll be sure to find one or several to fit your tastes. Check out the Smoothie Sunflower Oil story on their website, smoothieoil.com, for nutritional information, recipes, and shop online for Smoothie Sunflower Oil products, including the best microwave popcorn. Smoothie Sunflower Oil, natural, healthy, perfect.
Hey everyone, Jason Sadowski here from Sunrise Egg Co-op. With spring right around the corner, we are having the first of our spring sales. Right now through March 12th, we have Napa filters, oil, and grease on sale in our stores. Come April, we will be having our fencing, tillage, and bolt sale. Don't forget, it's also time to order your baby chicks, and we have many different breeds and varieties and the feed you need to choose from. Just call Buckman, Little Rock, or Lastrup for details. If there's anything else on the farm or in your household we can help you with, please call any of our four locations or check us out on the web at www.sunriseagcoop.com, or like us and follow us on Facebook to stay up with all of our deals and events at the co-op. We thank all of our current and past patrons for their loyalty throughout the years, and we hope to earn your new business today. And as always, thank you, farmers, for everything you do, and go Pioneers.
All right, second half begins. Pioneers with the opening possession as the Pioneers lead it 34-15. Kimmon eyes one up, puts one up, and it's off target. Long rebound, and it'll be Aiken's ball after the deflection out of bounds. Piers up 34-15. Jansen will throw it in near the end of the Pioneer bench. Better hurry, and does throw it. Oh, knocked off the ball. Was the Pioneers' Olish. She almost had a steal, but it rolls over to a gobbler. Now they'll bring it up with Abby Palm. Palm stops over there in front of the red zone. Hands it off to Klein. Klein for Nyberg. 40 seconds in. Klein guarded by Sedlovsky out there. Whistle and a travel. Klein with a turnover. So each team has had a possession. Neither team has done anything with it yet. And we go to Kiara Olish at the point. Off for Kenna. Back for Kiara. Drives. Kicks off. Here's Alyssa. Three. It's good. Sadlowski. First points for Alyssa. Come on a right side three. And it's a 37-15 game. 1 minute into the second half. Jansen now. Front court for Klein. Guarded by Adi. Starting five out there for the Pioneers. There's Kimmon anticipating a pass. Leads to a Sedlowski breakout. Partially deflected, though, as the help defense got back, and it's run down in the corner by Katie. Back out now. Olish is going to drive and stop. Whips it over for Kenna. Kenna's looking to set up inside. Can't find it. Throws it, and that's going to go backcourt violation. And the Pioneers will give it up on a turnover. 16-23 left, 37-15. Throwing it in underneath will be Jansen. Out front for Klein. Klein drives and throws it to the corner. Ball fake by Nyberg, and she traveled. Got her steps going too soon. Adi and Olish will work it up court. Britt Schomer has checked in for Alyssa. Adi has it left side. Looking inside for Kim, denied. And now it's over for a Katie Leidenfrost. Little eight-footer, and she buries it. 11 for Leidenfrost. Cross the lane, tipped out of bounds, and that was Kenna getting a hand on it. Stays with Aiken on the opposite end here. Ella Jansen looking and flips it into Klein. Out at the point, working on Adi. Down to 15:45 to go. Tipped away, back over to Nyberg. Klein again. Right wing, it is Abby Palm. For Nyberg, she'll put it up from deep, way short. Comes down to Kimmon, and her outlet finds Olish. Off to Schomer. Schomer will fire away and hit. Brittany has eight right in front of the Piers bench. A couple of threes tonight for Brittany. 42-15 with 15:10 left. To the wing right side, they stop. Back out to Klein. Klein, as they flex through their offense out at the perimeter. Now Nyberg, trying to clear some space. Her pass goes out of bounds, intended to the wing. Nobody home, and it goes into the Aiken bench area. It'll go back to Pierce at the 14:53 mark. Kiara Olish looks over his zone defense. And Brittany will put it up again, and she hits again. And now Brittany Schomer's got 11 points. Back-to-back threes by the sophomore sharpshooter. 45-15. Abby Palm off right side for Nyberg. Back to Palm. Guarded by Katie Leidenfrost. 14:20 to go. They throw it into the post. And short on the shot, and pulling it away was Nyberg, tied up with Schomer, an arrow to Aiken. 14:14 left. And looking is Jansen, still looking, and finally flips it out to Klein. She can go get that, no touch. Sometimes kids aren't really aware that they can go into the backcourt to get a pass from that end of the court. And now it's Palm. Abby Palm for Jansen. And whistle, we got a foul away from the ball. And this is going to go on Ray Nyberg, her second. 14 minutes to go. And Olish calls out the play. Looks for Schomer. Back-to-back threes for Brittany. See if she keeps the hot hand here. She's got it again now, looking. Doesn't let her fly that time. Now, Leiden Frost. Brittany from inside the arc. Little long. Rebound Nyberg. Clears to Jansen up the left side. 13 and a half to play. Cross-court pass finds Sky. Sky on the right block, cut off by Kimmen. Back to Nyberg. She lost her dribble, dives to the floor. Tied up with Schomer, and the held ball to the Pioneers. We've had more held balls tonight than in any game I can remember this year. 13:23 to go. Pierce 45, Aiken 15. 2-3 zone implemented by the Gobblers. Adi has it right wing, skips it over for Brittany. Now inside, Kimmen turns around and scores from the free throw line. Nice little catch and shoot 15-footer, and that's a half a dozen points tonight for Ashley, who had 17 in the huge win at Albany a week ago. Lily Riley prepares to come in, and the ball's kicked out of bounds by Nyberg, a short hopper to her foot, and it goes off her foot and into the bench. And now Riley is in for Adi. 12:53 left. Pierce 47, Aiken 15. Right side for Lily. To the corner. Back out to Lily on the wing. Now Olish. Riley looking to drive inside. And bodies hit the deck as feet got tangled up. Ball rolls over to Jansen. And she pushes it ahead. Now loose on the floor. There's Schomer again feeding it ahead. And here comes Kiara. Kiara will stop, whistle, and we got an Aiken holding foul before she could get the shot off. Foul is on Thompson. Sarah Thompson's first, second team foul. And now Kyla Creek will come in, and Kiara Olish is coming out. We might be seeing these starters for the last time. It's getting a little rough, and rather than risk with a 32-point lead, we might see some other players on the floor here. Schomer, Riley, Kimmen, Creek, and Leidenfrost right now for the Pioneers. Katie with 12:15 throws it back out top. Schomer's entry pass denied. Loose on the floor. And what do you know? A held ball will be called. Kyla Creek involved, as is Parenteau. Aiken has the arrow this time with 12:08 left to play. Abby Palm met by Katie Leidenfrost. Gives the ball up to Thompson left side. Down to the corner for Jansen. Jansen drives the lane and does not finish. Rebound tipped by Schomer and off for Ashley Kimmen. Then her outlet pass stolen and a whistle and a foul on the Pioneers. Either Ashley or Brittany will get this foul. Brittany Schomer. It's number two on Brittany. And that is the first of the half on a Pioneer. Left side baseline for Ella Jansen. She's their top scorer on the year. And, oh, she went up and came down with it. That was Abby Palm that elevated to shoot the ball, realized that there was a defender right in her face, and she returned to the floor for the travel. 11:43 to go. Pierce 47, Aiken 15. Here's Brittany. Picked up her dribble, finds Katie, quickly into Kimmen, back to Schomer, right side for Riley. Riley, whistle, and an Aiken foul coming here. And that's Thompson. That's three on Sarah Thompson. 11:29 to play. Into Riley. Lily holds it out, looking to find a lane off for Creek. Now Katie throws it down for Riley. Riley steps inside, puts it off the window. Leidenfrost with the rebound. Back to Creek. Kyla pivots, finds Schomer at the point. Coming down to 11 minutes left to play. Leidenfrost, Kimmen, inside for Kyla. Short, rebound, tipped. And Riley's got it, finds some space, and draws a foul. Good work by Lily to kind of realize where she was on the court and take one little half step back to give her some room to shoot as Jansen picks up the foul. Second on her, fourth team foul. Two shots for junior Lily Riley. Lily's got 2 points tonight. Two in the first half. That one is good. Three now for Lily Riley. Pierce is up 48-15. Second of two for Lily Riley. Good. Pioneers are now 4-for-7 as a team tonight. And we're down to under 11 minutes to play, 49-15. Dead ball out front, and it results in a steal for Katie. Lead pass, here comes Riley, and she had it tapped away, and we're going to have a jump ball. Piers arrow. In for the Gobblers returns Nyberg, replacing Emma Skye. 10:38 left. Pass in, Schomer to Kimmon, back to Brittany, to the point for Riley. Schomer, Riley at the point. Katie's got it. Katie dribbles once, fires it. Brittany in rhythm, off. Leidenfrost got inside for the rebound. Now Riley through traffic, and she got pushed. And I think Thompson has picked up her fourth. That is the fourth on Thompson and the fifth team foul. Pass incoming for Britt Schomer. Schomer, free throw line. There is Ashley Kimmon, sinks it for two more. That is eight now for Ashley Kimmon. And now we're going to have Kiara Olish, Emma Walczewski, and Kenna Oddie entering the game. Here's an entry pass to the low post, and Ray Nyberg scores. She's got nine. Those are the first points of the half for Aiken. Stepping right to the basket is Schomer, and she's called for a charge. Brittany picks up her third of the game, and it turns it over to the Gobblers. Pierce is up 51-17. So Riley, Creek, and Schomer head to the bench. Emma Walczewski, Kiara Olish, and Kenna Oddie come in. 9:48 to play. Pierce up by 34. They need to get one more point to get it to running time at the 9-minute mark. And there's a turnover on the Gobblers. Just losing the dribble was Allie Cullum. So Walczewski in for Olish. And Kiara for Oddie. Kenna back for Kiara. Kenna, baseline Walczewski, no rebound, Jansen in traffic. Here comes Jansen, 5'5 junior. Off to Abby Palm, down to 9:15 to go. Leidenfrost right there, not giving an inch. And nearly forced to travel. Now Cullum with the ball, down deep in the right corner, back to Palm. 9:05 left in the ball game. Pierce 51, Aiken 17. Driving the lane, Cullum splits two defenders but missed the layup, and the rebound belongs to Olish. Olish with two defenders back, drifts back, fires it across through the hands of Leidenfrost, but right to Ashley. If the Pioneers score, we go to running time. We're under 9 minutes, 34-point margin. Walczewski tied up, and the arrow for Aiken. We've got a timeout as well for the Gobblers. They'll take their fourth.
Hey everyone, Jason Sadowski here from Sunrise Egg Co-op. With spring right around the corner, we are having the first of our spring sales. Right now through March 12th, we have Napa filters, oil, and grease on sale in our stores. Come April, we will be having our fencing, tillage, and bolt sale. Don't forget, it's also time to order your baby chicks, and we have many different breeds and varieties and the feed you need to choose from. Just call Buckman, Little Rock, or Lastrup for details. If there's anything else on the farm or in your household we can help you with, please call any of our four locations or check us out on the web at www.sunriseagcoop.com or like us and follow us on Facebook to stay up with all of our deals and events at the co-op. We thank all of our current and past patrons for their loyalty throughout the years, and we hope to earn your new business today. And as always, thank you, farmers, for everything you do. and go Pioneers.
Rusty's Bar and Grill on Main Street in Pierce is open. Stop and enjoy your favorite cold beverages. Frosty's serves up delicious daily lunch specials, either dine-in or carry-out. On the grill at Frosty's, satisfy your hunger with their fantastic menu, featuring items such as the Bacon Jack Burger, the Mac Attack Burger, Jalapeno Jack Burger, or try the Elvis Burger, topped with creamy peanut butter and bacon. And, of course, the signature burger is the Frosty Burger, a feline meats burger topped with cheese, fried egg, bacon, and hash browns. Frosty's also has sandwiches and wraps, salads, baskets, and appetizers. The newest place in town is Frosty's.
All right, timeout is over. Aiken has possession of the ball. It's Pierce. Well, they had possession, and Katie Leidenfrost changed that in mid-sentence. Pioneers now with the ball. 8:15 left. Oddy. Left side drive by Kenna. Walczewski will put it up and score. First two for Emma, the sophomore, from the left baseline, about 10 feet out. And the Pioneers have put this game into running time with 8 minutes left. Inside miss by Nyberg, tied up by Walczewski. And the arrow to the Pioneers. Pierce 53, Aiken 17. Final moments on their home court here for the seniors. Katie, here's Katie's three. A little bit long. The other senior, Olish, had the rebound tipped away and picked up by Cullum. 7.5 to play. Kyla Creek comes to the table. Looks like we'll see Kara Bakke soon. She's getting instructions from Coach Pepping. There is a near tie-up and a hold called on Olish. Kiara gets her first, team's third. And that takes us down to 7 minutes to play here as the clock moves here in running time. So Kyla Creek ready to come in, and the ball is tipped out of bounds by Adi. And that'll bring Kyla into the lineup for Kiara Olish. And here comes Katie Leidenfrost. The two seniors wipe away the tears as they come off their home court for the final time. And a whistle and a foul. It's on Kenna, her third. Team's fourth, 53-17. Pass in, shot up, Cullum, no, rebound, belongs to Kimmon. Kimmon clears for Adi, and now Kalia Olish will come in. Lily Riley's at the table. Walczewski for Creek from the baseline, no, and it's pulled away by Emma Skye. Back the other way now with 5:40. There's a Jansen three. First points for Ella Jansen tonight. And it's a 53-20 score. Now Bakke inside for Kyla. Back out. This is Walczewski. Pierce up by 33 here with 5:20 to go. Entry pass out of bounds. It was not touched, so it'll stay with. No, it goes over to Aiken. And now Kalia Olish comes in. Lily Riley comes in. Adi comes off the court. And Ashley Kimmon as well. Pioneers led this game 34-15 at half. And now Klein is going to come back in. Jilly Klein will return. 4:48. While all those subs were happening, the clock was moving, so we're down to under 4:45 left now. Klein against Bakke. Working the dribble left to right. Pass inside, denied by Kara. Saved in to Lily Riley. And then almost stolen back. Lily maintains control, and then she'll be bumped by Klein. That'll be the first on Klein. Not yet the 1-1. That was the sixth team foul. Into Kalia Olish. Now Riley. 4:05 remaining, 53-20. Pioneers will play on Saturday in Hermantown, and Olish will shoot free throws on an Aiken foul, 1-1. Parenteau will check in. Allie Cullum gets the foul, her first. Should be 1-1, and it will be for junior Kalia Olish. Three and a half minutes left. Jansen checks out. Jacobson in. And the free throw is off to the right. No good. And we're down to 3:15 left as the Gobblers have it in the hands of Jillian Klein and then tipped out by Bakke. And now Maddie Gaffke, Cameron Harold, Sam Brow come in. And also in is Mackenzie Mitchell. So everybody will get to play tonight. And a whistle stops play. And I think we got a hand check foul on the Pioneers. Kalia picks up the foul, her first. 2.5 to go. And into the corner. They put up an off-balance shot. Doesn't go, but a foul will send Aiken's Emma Jacobson to the free throw line. Well, they gave Mitchell the foul, and it is Jacobson shooting. 2:10 left. Free throw is around and out. No good. Pioneers have held Aiken to 5 points this half. And still fives. Rebound for Sam Brow. As Coach Pepping goes down and sits between his seniors. At the end of the bench. No doubt thanking them. 1.5 to go. Gaffke defense. Entry pass denied. Stolen away by Mitchell. Mackenzie Mitchell with the steal. Now Kalia. Front court. Picked up her dribble with 1:15. Throws it down to Gaffke and off her hands out of bounds. One minute to play. Here's Klein putting one up. No. Rebound on the other end. Loose to the floor. And a push. And who? Which way is it going to go? Mr. Lostrom will make the call. It's on Klein of Aiken, so her second. And we'll come down to this end. And Kalia will shoot the free throws. And this game might end at the free throw line here or very shortly. 30 seconds and counting. 1-1 for Kalia. It's no good. Harold with the rebound. Tipped out of bounds on her outlet pass. 20 seconds left. And we'll see if the Pioneers will just get it in and dribble it out. As the fans come to show their appreciation, here's Harold. One last shot, and then a foul will go on Mitchell, and that's going to end the ball game. They're going to allow the girl from Aiken to shoot the free throws. So I don't know if we've got an official final score yet. The girl certainly was fouled as she went up court, so they're going to allow Allie Cullum to shoot the free throw. So they've put 1 second on the clock. And the Pioneers, by rule, have to send two girls down there. So Mitchell and Brow go down. And shooting the free throw is Allie Cullum, a 5'4 junior. It's good. And now to determine what's Vegas got the over-under at. Is it 74.5? Second free throw good. And that'll do it. Final score, Pierce 53, Aiken 22. The Pioneers are advancing in Section 7AA with a victory over the Gobblers.
All of us love sports, but not all sports are created equal. College sports have big budgets, dedicated alumni networks, and corporate sponsorships. Professional sports have even deeper pockets, millionaire owners, lucrative TV and radio deals, and merchandise sales. High school sports have you. Everyone agrees high school sports give us plenty of reasons to cheer. And now's a great time for us to give back. Supporting your hometown high school won't cost you much, but it will go a long way to ensuring the games we love the most are here to stay. Minnesota High School Sports. They're good for our kids, good for our community, and best of all, they're good for you.
This message presented by the Minnesota State High School League and the Minnesota Interscholastic Activities Administrators Association.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance. And no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
Are you looking for a unique volunteer opportunity? Did you know Big Brothers Big Sisters has a school-based program in Pierce? Right now, we are in need of high school Big Brothers and adult bigs for our Pierce program. You'll be paired with an elementary student and will meet with them at their school for about 30 minutes a week. Matches spend their time together talking, playing games, doing arts and crafts, or playing sports. It's a fun way to make a big difference in a child's life. We're also enrolling youth K through 6th grade for our program. Contact Kayla Meyer at kayla@bigdefenders.org to learn more.
Hi, this is Cindy Shaw with Edina Realty in Little Falls. Whether you're buying your first home or your forever home, selling your cabin or condo, I can help with all your real estate needs, big or small. I have a passion for real estate and understand the local market conditions because I'm from here and live here. For dedicated, personalized service, give me a call at 320-630-8410 and put the Edina Realty team to work for you. Or visit my website, cindyshaw.edinarealty.com. Go Pioneers!
Hello, this is Jeff Check, the owner of Check Auto Body and Towing of Pierce. Your vehicle is the second big investment you'll ever make in your lifetime. When you need repairs, make sure you work with the most trusted name in Central Minnesota. At Check Auto Body, the repairs we perform are covered with a lifetime guarantee on workmanship, labor, and paint. You can rest assured that when you get back on the road, your vehicle will be safe and returned back to pre-accident condition. Our 30-year mission has been to deliver only the best to our customers. We work with all insurance companies and will assist you through the process. If you're in an accident, choose a shop you can trust. Check Auto Body and Towing, Morrison County's largest body shop. Come check us out.
It may be winter, but it's never too early to be thinking Pierce Freedom Fest, Saturday, July 16th, 2022, headlined by Trace Adkins.
Ladies more country boy.
Along with Lone Star.
My front porch looking in.
The Fabulous Armadillos and more. General admission tickets are on sale now. For more info, head to PiercedFreedomFest.com. Sponsored by Brandel Motors, Lemire Funeral Services, Hilmerson Sports Center, Bob's Lumber and Supply, Coors Light.
All right, halftime, or the final score tonight in this opening round, 7AA girls playoff game. It's Pierce 53, Aiken 22, as the Pioneers led this 134-15 at halftime. And they had this one in control. They didn't allow an Aiken point until about 5 minutes left in the second half. So the Pioneers go to 21-6 on the season. And Aiken finishes their season 7-19. Next up now for this Pioneer girls basketball team will be a Saturday game late afternoon, about 5:30. They are scheduled in Hermantown. And they will play the winner of Crosby Ironton and Moose Lake Willow River. That game going on as well. Crosby Ironton is the number 6 seed. Moose Lake Willow River, the 11 seed. Piers did not play Moose Lake Willow River, but they did play a very memorable game here, beating Crosby Ironton 49-48 on January 17th. A very exciting ball game. So the crowd is enjoying the post-game festivities here, doing some visiting, and we'll be back, and hopefully we'll get a chance to visit with Coach Pepping as the Pioneers are moving on in 7AA.
At Schomer Insurance, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, we'll always be nearby. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, Go Pioneers!
Hi, Piers. This is Kelsey Meyer from Dynamic Therapy and Wellness. I grew up in Piers, and I'm excited and eager to serve my home community. At Dynamic Therapy and Wellness, the physical health and well-being of our patients is always our top priority. Our team is committed to helping people of all ages overcome their physical ailments and improve the quality of life through better physical health and wellness. Are you suffering from muscle tension and pain, inflammation, and lack of mobility or strength? Do you have spinal issues such as pinched nerves, herniated discs, and sciatica? Or perhaps you are a high school, collegiate, or recreational athlete that requires treatment? For women, Dynamic Therapy and Wellness understands the sensitivity of pelvic floor issues and provides one-on-one care in a comfortable environment. To find out more about how Dynamic Therapy and Wellness in Piers can serve you, stop into our new building on Main Street in Piers or visit our website at dtwmn.com. We can be reached at 320-468-7199. That's Dynamic Therapy and Wellness in Piers.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Piers Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home. Replace the battery every year and check it every 6 months. It is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Piers Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Munson Masonry LLC stands behind the Piers Pioneers all the way, with 30 years of experience in dealing with home foundations, additions, and farm projects. Munson Masonry LLC, covering central Minnesota from Brainerd to Becker, providing free bids, quotes, and estimates. Munson Masonry prides itself in providing the highest quality and accuracy. To get started, contact Ronnie today at 320-248-0377. That's 320-248-0377. Munson Masonry LLC, proudly cheering on the Piers Pioneers.
Pioneers are moving on in 7AA girls tournament action on the strength of a 53-22 victory over the Aiken Gobblers. And Coach Pepping joins me here. And Coach, prior to tonight's game, you were a little worried. You always respect your opponents here, but girls came out and they took control right away, and no real letdown showed from that Albany game a week ago.
Yeah, I thought we played pretty well to start the game, just being physical, being fast, playing good defense, putting pressure on them that created our offense. So, didn't play offensively great tonight, but Alyssa wasn't herself. I mean,
you could tell that the energy was not there.
So hopefully she can get some rest tomorrow and a little on Saturday, and we get after it on Saturday.
12 and 11 for your two seniors, Kiara and Katie, and those are always special moments when we're able to get them off and let them celebrate. First of all, the win, but knowing that they gave it their all here tonight, and chance for you to visit with them right at the end of the bench, I saw as well. What can you give us a little insight on what that little conversation was about?
I just thanked them for being probably some of the best leaders I've ever had, boys or girls. They have been phenomenal. When we had summer practices, they're always there. They set the tone, and when your leaders are there every practice and at every weight room session, it makes everyone feel like they have to be there as well. They don't really talk that much, but they just lead by example, and everyone follows.
So, right around the bend, you got 48 hours to get ready for the winner of Crosby Ironton, Moose Lake, Willow River. It'll be a long bus ride to get ready, but you know you're going to head that way against one of those two teams.
Yeah, whoever it is, we'll see. I mean, we know kind of what Crosby has. They have Orline, and she's a special player, and we'll have to limit her. But two games, whoever we play, it's probably going to come down to the wire, and it's going to be below a 10-point game, and we're going to have to play well.
When I look back on when you played Crosby Ironton, it literally is almost right in the middle of the season, halfway down. How would you compare where your comfort level is with the style and the style of play of your team is giving you now as opposed to mid-January?
I think we didn't know who we were after Lindsay got hurt. So I think that was four games after, and that was our first real test after Lindsay got hurt. So I think we've came a long way from there, and I'm sure they have too. They've improved and faced some of the stuff that we threw at them, so they're going to be prepared.
All right, Coach, good luck Saturday.
Thanks, Rick.
That's Coach Pepping of the Pioneers as they win their 21st game of the year. It's a 53-22 victory over the Aiken Gobblers, the number 14 seed.
If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair. Upsala Motors Incorporated is family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala.
Again, a quick look at the other games that were on tap tonight in 7AA. The top seed is Pequod Lakes. They were playing 17 seed Staples Motley. The winner of that game will play the winner of the number 8 Mesabi East, number 9 Pillager game. 13 seed Greenway was at number 4 Proctor. The winner of that game will take on the winner of the number 5 Duluth Marshall, number 12 Two Harbors game. All those games will be Saturday. They're starting at 11 o'clock at Hermantown. They'll just run four games on that floor at Hermantown High School. In the bottom bracket, number 15, Hinckley Finlayson, is at number 2 Esco tonight. Number 7, Virginia, hosting number 10 International Falls. The two winners will meet there. And then this Pierce team, we know they've advanced, and they will face the winner of number 11 Moose Lake Willow River or number 6 Crosby Ironton. Pierce will play that 5:30 game in the bracket. I mentioned they start at 11. I think it goes 11, 1:30, 2:30, and 5:30. I think something like that. But Pierce is the 5:30 start time. Other games tonight in 6AA, Pine City is at Malacca tonight. The winner will play at number 1 Albany on Saturday. Number 13 Rush City is at number 4 Osakis. Number 5 seed Kimball is home to number 12 Cathedral. It is 14 seed Melrose at number 3 Foley. Number 6 Holdingford home tonight against number 11 Eden Valley Watkins. Number 10 Royalton down at number 7 Spectrum. And number 15 Mora is over in Sauk Center facing on number 2 Sauk Center. Little Falls in action tonight in 8-3A tournament play. The six-seeded Flyers are at number 3, Detroit Lakes. The winner will play number 2, Alexandria. Number 5, Sauk Rapids Rice is at number 4, Ricori, with the team winner there getting number 1, Wilmer. There's only 6 teams in that section. And in 5A, Long Prairie Gray Eagles at Belgrade Brutinel Rosa. Pine River Bacchus, home to Walker Hackensack Akeley. Sabika's in Browerville. Verndale at Nevis. East Central at Bruton. Bram, that is. I can't read my own writing. East Central at Bram. Upsall at Barnum. Mille Lacs at Ogilvy. Swanville home tonight to McGregor. Those are 5A action games. The boys close out their regular season right here tomorrow night. They'll take on Foley. The Falcons will be here to wrap up their regular season as well as the Pioneers and Falcons get ready for postseason play on the boys' side. That is a week from tonight, March 10th, the boys' tournaments get underway. Pioneers are likely going to be a road team to open up 7AA. Not sure where they'll go yet. We'll wrap things up here from this playoff game as the Pioneers prevail over Aiken by a final score, Piers 55 and Aiken 22.
Hey, Pioneer fans. Eric Andries here with the Pioneer Wrestling Club. Our club would like to take time to congratulate the wrestling team on a strong season, earning co-champion honors in the Granite Ridge Conference, and want to wish Carter, Chase, and Trevor good luck in the state tournament. With our annual youth tournaments, fundraisers, and the upcoming sportsman's raffle, we are able to provide a youth program that is free to all boys and girls interested, which includes a shirt to keep, singlets and shoes to use for the year, and paid entry into 4 tournaments all covered by the club. In the last year, we were also able to purchase a new mat for a middle school practice and give away 5 $500 scholarships to seniors from the class of 2021. Our sportsman's raffle is scheduled to take place March 26th at Urban Legends in Harding. Find a wrestling family to purchase your tickets or stop into the Rooster, Frosties, Pats, or Urban Legends to get your $10 chance at one of our 56 prizes, including 7 guns and other cash prizes. Go Pioneers!
Frosty's Bar and Grill on Main Street in Piers is open. Stop and enjoy your favorite cold beverages. Frosty's serves up delicious daily lunch specials, either dine-in or carry-out. On the grill at Frosty's, satisfy your hunger with their fantastic menu, featuring items such as the Bacon Jack Burger, the Mac Attack Burger, Jalapeno Jack Burger, or try the Elvis Burger, topped with creamy peanut butter and bacon. And, of course, the signature burger is the Frosty Burger, a feline meats burger topped with cheese, fried egg, bacon, and hash browns. Frosty's also has sandwiches and wraps, salads, baskets, and appetizers. The newest place in town is Frosty's.
Final score, Piers 53, Aiken 22 in 7AA girls playoff basketball action tonight. As good luck to the wrestlers tomorrow, Carter Young, Chase Becker, and Trevor Reduns. 106, 132, 145. Individual action, AA starts at 9 tomorrow morning. The Frosties, you are their sports player of the game. We'll go with the two seniors tonight. Kiara and Katie came off the court with about 2 minutes left. They each score in double figures tonight. 12 for Kiara, 11 for Katie. Brittany Schomer also with double figures, 11. Ashley Kimmon with 8. 4 for Lily Riley. 3 for an under-the-weather Alyssa Sedlovsky tonight. 2 for Emma Walczewski. 2 for Kenna Oddie. So Piers, 21-6, will play Saturday at 5:30 against the winner of either Moose Lake Willow River or Crosby Ironton. And that'll be played at Hermantown High School. Again, Pioneers win 53-22.